Welcome to EAA Radio. I'm Wireless Mike, and now we are joined with Shannon Morrison from Career Eagles. Welcome. What is the Career Eagles?
So yeah, Career Eagles is an outreach initiative that we are doing with Ohio State University to get more kids interested in the field of aviation, the industry generally.
Okay. How did it form?
It started back around 2013. There was a conversation between some folks at EAA, Ohio State University, and the Knowlton Foundation. They were interested in how could they go about leveraging the Young Eagles program and the first flight and continuing the experiences of students so that they would end up in aviation careers.
And Shannon, I assume that, you know, there's so much talk in the industry today about a shortage of pilots, but this is not about just pilots. Is it all careers?
It did begin initially as a response to the pilot shortage, but it is about the industry generally. There's a need for air maintenance folks, there's a need for air traffic controllers, planners, engineers. I always like to say that the industry is very big in itself, and so there's plenty of careers for everyone to do something.
And what are some of the barriers that you are trying to overcome when prospective people show a lot of interest, but they're like, oh, well, I haven't done it because?
You know, competition for time with students is probably one of the most difficult barriers. Kids are so involved in a lot of different activities today that it's difficult to sort of engage them and keep them engaged. One of the ways that we are trying to address that is through our program that we're launching this fall called the Pre-Flight Program. It's for students who are really interested in the aviation industry. They would join the program and be mentored all throughout their high school career with different activities, capstone projects, hopefully some post-secondary education options so they could get high school credit for coursework. Also, you know, by the time they get to college, they've got a very well-rounded background.
Have you thought about, maybe you already have, but I just bring it up, somehow get onto their iPad or their iPod touches or whatever so that somehow it jumps in front of that screen, because it seems like that's the first place, you know, the young folk are looking first.
It is. And so that's actually something we've started to incorporate more heavily. We do a lot of summer camps. And so, you know, finding ways to teach through technology that are not just video games, but an effective use of their time is something that we're always investigating and that we've really started to implement.
And can you give us an idea about just the numbers? I mean, how many Career Eagles do you have at any one time?
Well, actually, right now, we haven't started the pre-flight program yet, but the number of students we've engaged with since I've started my position in January of 14 is about 1,000. So
that's great. Mm-hmm. That's great. The industry needs that kind of help.
Yeah. And what is the scope of the students that you're reaching out for?
What do you mean by,
like, are you focused in Ohio? Are you focused at nationally on, you know, how does the school get involved with this?
Yeah, so right now we're starting originally in Columbus, but we are looking at branching out nationally. Actually, this afternoon we're hosting a youth outreach summit, trying to get all of, there's a lot of great national organizations that are doing outreach with students, and we're looking to partner with these folks so that we can reach as many students as possible.
And OSU obviously has its own airport.
Yes.
And so that's really cool in and of itself. How are you tying it into some of the other local strips in the area so that they kind of see about the aviation community aspect of it and, you know, local flying and things like that?
Yeah. So, you know, we partner with Young Eagles, and they do a lot of the local chapter does first flights out of a lot of different airports locally. And then, you know, we're as we start branching out across the state, we're going to try and host events at other airports. We were a big presence this year at Mansfield Airport Day, which is, you know, located about 45 minutes north of Columbus. So, you know, we are branching out, and we do really want to partner with a lot of different organizations, because, you know, the more that we can get the general community involved in understanding about what aviation does, the more likely it is that kids are going to be interested in aviation.
And earlier, Shannon, just a moment ago, you mentioned something about trying to coordinate an outreach summit. Is that happening today?
It is. It's happening today at 1:00 to 2:15. We have some great folks who are going to be on our panel. We have Peggy Chabrian from Women in Aviation. We have Brett Steffen from EAA who's going to be moderating. We have Lynn Freeman from Build a Plane and Jerry Graff from YAPA. So there's going to be some really great folks at the panel. We'd love to have more people there.
Where is it?
It's going to be in the Aviation Gateway Forum building right across from the OSU tent. So if you're lost, that's where we are.
Convenient.
Yes.
And what about membership? How does a young person become a member of the group?
Yeah, right now membership can be done through careereagles.org is our website. It is a general free membership to just get more information, find out about calendar of events. The pre-flight program, we're still working out whether or not there'll be a cost associated with that. But right now we do have a membership sign up on careereagles.org.
And is that open to anybody across the country to sign up and
yep.
get information?
Absolutely.
Age ranges?
About middle school to high school. So you want to think about 12 to 18.
That's a great time to get interest in people's careers.
Yep.
I would say that a lot of us, I think that's about the age that took hold for a lot of us was in that age range. And I guess a lot of kids would think, you know, well, I'm going to have to stick with it for a long time in order for this to work. But I guess it's just about making it fun.
Yeah, absolutely. And with the camps and the things that we do, I think more than anything, you know, showing that STEM careers or STEM-based careers are fun and interesting and that there's a lot of them available is one of the best ways to show kids that they can do something interesting with their life. I mean, I think that's what Young Eagles does so well with their intro flight and what Youth Aviation does with their, you know, merit badge program. Is to really just show kids how fun it is and how exciting of a career it is.
And I think just if I reflect on my own personal experience, and perhaps it's the same experience with lots of people, when I had my very first airplane ride in a small airplane, I was only 9. I didn't even take a flying lesson until I was 34, and I came to my present airline career when I was 44. So you never know what seed you're going to start with somebody. It may not be an immediate connection to the industry, but if you plant that seed early enough, it can be a career starter for somebody.
Absolutely. I mean, yeah. Well, look at it. I've never flown a plane myself, but I'm in the industry trying to get kids interested. So, I mean, there's
we're hiring. If you want to?
and we've been talking. You know, everybody seems to gravitate toward the you know, piloting the airplane. We should remind everybody that you don't have to be a professional pilot to enjoy this industry.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You're lifelong. You can be in some other aspect of it and still maybe just fly on the weekends. Some of us who are professional pilots kind of miss out on the weekend flying.
Yes.
Unless
sure.
we happen to own an airplane, which is not always the case. In fact, I'd say a small percentage of professional pilots own their own airplane. The only time they do get their hands on an airplane is when they're working. And so communicating that you can actually have fun but not necessarily have to commit to a job of doing it as well, and that you can enjoy it.
And plus, if you just look at everything that happens behind the scenes of any organization that is, you know, involved in aviation, there's so many facets to it that there's limitless possibilities.
I mean, we could communicate the pride of being a part of a team that gets an airplane in the air, which is kind of how an airline works for sure in one scale, but also in many other parts of the industry. I think a lot of people would be interested.
So what other areas other than flying are you promoting with your program?
Yeah, so actually this kind of ties into what we're talking about, but one of the key components of the pre-flight program is the first 2 years of students enrolled in that, they're just being exposed to the industry generally through field trips, through camps, through participation in, you know, various activities, whether it's Young Eagles or YA, or, you know, maybe they're building a kit plane is, you know, an activity they do in the first year. Really just getting them to see the industry as a whole. And then as they move along, if they have a specific area of interest, whether it's being a controller or an AMP or pilot or planner, then they can, you know, become more specific in their activities. But my goal is really to just introduce them to the industry generally, to really give them a broad perspective, because, you know, it's interesting when you go out in the community how people always think about being a pilot, but they don't think about all the other components and how important they are to the community at large.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of field trips do you take the kids on?
Oh, well, you know, living in Columbus, we live very close to Dayton. So at our last camp, we took the students out to, you know, the Wright-Patt Air Force Museum, which is a great experience. I'm also very lucky to have a lot of partners, you know, in in the industry. So, you know, we've taken students over to the Ohio Department of Transportation. We've taken them out to Spirit Avionics, NetJets, Flight Safety. So there's a lot of great companies that are based in Columbus, Ohio, that we can expose our kids to beyond just that piloting.
And do you take them to the university also and show them some of those programs?
Yeah, well, the academic side of the house is on the main campus, but we actually hosted our camp at our airport at Don Scott Field in Columbus, Ohio. So that's a great
way to... Has more draw that way.
Yeah, yes. It's a little bit more... I mean, the horseshoe is great and all, don't get me wrong, right. The Ohio State University, but nothing like actually being at the airport.
I can...
And Shannon, just one more time for our listeners, could you... share again your website address and also talk again about the summit and the time and place for that.
Yeah, the summit again is at 1 p.m. today over in Aviation Gateway Park in the Forum Building, which is right across from the OSU tent. Yep. Very convenient. And our website is careereagles.org.
Perfect.
All right. Well, hopefully we'll get some people to come to your forum, and it sounds like it'll be a great time.
Yeah. Sounds like an excellent program.
Thank you so much for having me, guys. It's great talking to you.
Well, we appreciate what you're doing to help the industry.
Yes, thank you.
In all facets. It's a very cool mission for you guys.
Yes, it's very exciting.
We definitely need more people in the aviation career. There's a huge shortage of pilots, mechanics, dispatchers. Air traffic controllers.
Planners.
Managers.
And you can't just go out and get them. I mean, you just can't go out and order up some new resources. That you have to start people early to get their interest.
Because it takes a long time to train in these careers. So what you're doing is absolutely amazing work.
We're counting on you.
Thanks, yes. Guys. Appreciate it.
We've been
talking to Shannon Morrison. No pressure. And she's with the Career Eagles, mm-hmm. And you're listening to EAA Radio.